Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise. Hallelujah. Jesus is on the throne. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, welcome, welcome all of you to Christ the King Redemptive Ministries for our live worship experience. We are glad and excited that you have joined us. Amen. For another time in the Lord. Amen. And just glad to be here, amen, and so happy to see each and every one of you on this wonderful Saturday morning, amen. Just want to give you just a word of encouragement on this morning, amen, going to the announcements, our upcoming events, and then prayer, and immediately following that, the next voice you will hear will be the praise and worship leader, amen. So let us turn our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 21, and starting at the 29th verse, amen, the book of Luke, chapter 21, starting at the 29th verse, very familiar passage, amen, glory to God, but nevertheless, just as powerful, amen, the book of Luke, chapter 21, starting at the 29th verse, and the word of God reads this: Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen. People of God, this word is speaking on this morning that we need to understand the times and the seasons that we are in. And I'm not just talking about the natural seasons, amen. And actually, when you look at the natural seasons, it's hard to tell when one season runs into the other, or even if a season even comes at all. And so often, when it comes to the kingdom of God, many people have become complacent and they have become lax, not understanding the time and the season that God is taking us to. The Bible talks about how the sons of Issachar knew the times and the seasons. We as the people of God, especially for those who are kingdom-minded, amen, should be able to know what it is that God is saying. And the main thing that he is saying is that Jesus is soon to return. So everything that is going on around us, amen, we need to be paying close attention, not for the point of being bombarded with fear and doubt and unbelief. No, child of God, we have to understand that we are the remnant. We are the answer to the world's problems. But God is just letting us know that everything that he has spoken in his word from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, and I challenge you to actually read the whole Bible, amen, and really get in it and learn what the Word of God is saying. Amen. But from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, as it talks about Jesus, it lets us know everything that is going on in the world, amen, and just in general, how we need to prepare ourselves and to live a righteous, saved, and sanctified life. But just not only that, we also need to let other people who Jesus Christ is so that they too, amen, can fulfill their assignment on the earth, amen. Amen. Then the Lord, word of the Lord is blessed. So let's put our hands together. Amen. So I encourage you, amen, if you're not saved, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. And if you are saved, amen, I encourage you to just step up even greater in your assignment, greater in your call, greater in your purpose. Amen. Don't just become saved and thinking that's all I need to do and become a bench warmer, but become active. Amen. The Bible says that the kingdom suffers violence and the violent take it by force. So you do have a mission, amen, in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, just letting you know on the announcements, they are every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Join us for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast with none other than Apostle Christopher McQueen. That's Tuesday at 7 p.m. Amen. And on Thursday at 7 p.m., join me for a prophetic atmosphere. That's Thursdays at 7 p.m. Amen. Now, up until November 21st, join us every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, the live worship experience. Amen. The Word of God, the music, amen, the prayer, all goes up live, and you can see us at www.ctkr.org. Amen. Join us right now, or you can even go back in our archives as well, amen, and catch up on what the Word of God is saying unto his people. Now, even as we're going forward, get this moment right now to grab your pens, your pencils, your iPads, your iPods, everything that you need to grab to get ready, amen, for the Word of God that is going to be delivered this morning from our pastor, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Glory to God. We also want to let you know some upcoming events we have. November 14th to the 16th, I'm inviting you personally to WOPD Fellowship. That begins at 7 p.m., amen. And it's not only just for the women, but it is for the men too. The Word of God is for everyone, amen. So I just want to invite you all to come. Where? 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, Cocoa, Florida. Once again, that's 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, Cocoa, Florida, for those of you who are in the Brevard County area. If you are not in the Brevard County area, www.ctkr.org. Click on the media tab page right there, and you'll see our shows come up, our broadcasts come up live right there, so you're not missing a thing. You'll feel like you're just right here in the service with us. Amen? Amen. And then November 21st, amen, somebody say jam. Amen. November 21st, Friday night, jam. Jesus and Me Ministries begins at 7. For all of you radical worshipers out there, we are inviting you to come and give God all the praise, all the glory. We're coming in to praise Him. We're coming in to lift Him up. Dress comfortable. Amen. Don't come in here trying to look cute. That's not what it is. Give God everything that we have. Amen. And we're going to praise Him. We're going to worship Him until the atmosphere changes. And then after that, we're going to grab our Bibles and then begin to enter and begin to dissect this word. And if you have any questions, amen, that you've been wanting to ask for the longest, but you've been too embarrassed to ask, or just you've just been reading and just want to know, what does this passage actually mean and how does it apply to my life? You want to come to JAM, Jesus and Me Ministries, where we'll just begin to break bread, amen, with the pastor and myself. Amen. No question is off guard. Amen. And even if you do not like the answer you shall receive, the bottom line is it is still the Word of God. Amen. Glory to God. I didn't say we were going to like everything, but it's still right anyway. Somebody say the Word is right, whether you like it or not. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now, that is November 21st. Friday night, every Friday night, amen, JAM, Jesus and Me Ministries. And then coming up on January 29th through February the 1st, 2015, at 7 p.m., Joshua Generations Young Warriors Conference, amen. The young people are going to be coming forward in excitement, in power, in the anointing, amen. Praise and worship is going forward. The Word of God is going forward. I'm looking for people to be delivered, people to be saved, people to be healed, people to be set free. Amen. I'm looking for God to move in this house. So I invite you, I encourage you, amen, come. Amen. Those of you who are young in heart, come. I ran into an old mother yesterday, and she said, you're never too old to listen to the word of God. And she was definitely telling the truth. Not only that, but we're never too old to obey the word of God, never too grown to obey the word of God. Amen. So I could challenge all of you to meet us right here. Amen. 7 p.m. The 29th of January through the 1st of February, 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. Amen. Glory to God. And do pray about becoming a vision partner with this ministry. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. And those are announcements, the upcoming events. Now let us begin to pray, seek God, and then the next voice you will hear will be none other than the praise and worship leader. Amen? Amen. Come on, let's pray. Father, we bless your name in this house. God, we glorify your name in this house. God, there is nobody else like you. Ah, Father, we just come in this place to worship and praise your holy name. Holy Spirit, we automatically invite your presence. We ask that you would rule, that you would rest, that you would live in this house in the name of Jesus. God, we want to experience your glory once again. Father, I'm asking that you would do it for your people once again. Touch us, God. Touch our lives, God. Touch us. Change us even in your very presence. Change us to be more like you, Father. Even now, God, as we, your people, come to the throne of grace this morning, we just bow ourselves. We submit our will unto you. The Bible says submit unto God, and that's what we're doing on today. We're submitting everything, our will, our mind, our hopes, our dreams, our challenges, God, our difficulties. We're submitting our subconsciousness, God, our conscious, everything about us, Lord. We're submitting it unto you this morning. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that as you look upon us, anything that you see that is not representing you, we ask that you would take it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, wash us and cleanse us in your word. Wash us and cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. We ask for forgiveness right now. Every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everything that is of unrighteousness, God, we ask that you would remove it now in Jesus' name. God, we ask that you would close every gate that we open willingly and unwillingly, God. Close it in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would purify our eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate, our senses, God, purify them now so that we can invite your presence in, that when we lift up our holy hands, you will be pleased with us. When we open up our mouths and say hallelujah, it will be a sweet incense to your nostrils, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for everything that you are doing. We thank you for everything that you have already done. God, we thank you that you're shifting us now into your next dimension in the name of Jesus, according to the kingdom of God. Father, I'm asking that you would open up our eyes, that we would no longer remain on this level, but that you would take us greater. Give us a hunger after righteousness. Give us a hunger to love the things that you love and hate the things that you hate. In the name of Jesus, oh God, even now, help us to understand our authority in the Spirit. That way we can bind up the hand of the enemy. That way we can speak to the mountain and watch it obey. Oh Father, we bless your holy name. Oh God, even now, I'm asking that you would just begin to in us a spirit of prayer. Begin to pray and intercede. We stand here at the gates, God, beginning to intercede and crying aloud and sparing not. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, even stir up our intercessors and stir up the prayer warriors in this hour. Let the prophetic words begin to come forth in this hour, in this house, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for every sign, every wonder, and every miracle. Even now, God, we lay those that are sick and that are shut in, God. We lay the Max family before you, Father. We ask in Jesus' name that you will move on behalf of that family. God, we ask that it will be a speedy recovery, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind all spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief. We arrest it right now in the spirit realm. Father, we speak right now that it will be a testimony of glory unto you. Oh, God, raise him up off the sick bed right now. And when he comes before in the house of God, he will give your name all praise, all glory, and honor. That there will be a testimony unto you, Father, of the goodness of Jesus. It'll be a testimony unto you, God, of all the healing that has taken place. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. Now, Father, I'm asking now that you would anoint the minstrels, God. Empower them right now in Jesus' name. Let them pray under the anointing. Let them play under the anointing. Let them sing under the anointing. Let the prophetic anointed songs come forth this morning in the name of Jesus, not just now, but from here and forevermore. Help us to tap into the spirit realm, God. Help us to tap into the prophetic and the apostolic anointing to begin to move as you called us to move in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you. Oh, God, we magnify and glorify you for all that you have done. Now open up your mouth and give God some praise in this house. Begin to thank him and worship him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we glorify you in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we glorify you. We lift your name up, God. Great and mighty are you, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is none like you on the earth, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we glorify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's time for praise and worship once again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you want to come and let us sing to the King of Kings? Hallelujah. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing to the King of Kings. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing to the King of Kings. Come, come and let us sing. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing to the King of Kings. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing to the King of Kings. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. He's worthy to be praised. Exalt his holy name. Glory and honor, majesty and power. Oh, come and let us shout. Come and let us shout. Come and let us shout to the Lord our God. Come and let us shout. Come and let us shout. Come and let us shout to the Lord our God. Come and let us dance. Come and let us dance. Come and let us dance to the King of Kings. Come and let us dance. Come and let us dance. Come and let us dance. Lift up holy hands. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing to the King of Kings. Come and let us shout. Come and let us shout. Come and and let us shout to the Lord our God. Come and let us shout. Come and let us shout. Come and let us shout to the Lord our God. Come and let us dance. Come and let us dance. Come and let us dance. Lift up holy hands. Come and let us dance. Come and let us dance. Come and let us dance. Lift up holy hands. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. He's worthy to be praised, exalted. Holy man, glory and honor, majesty and power. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing. Come and let us sing to the King of Kings. Come and let us sing. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that we will enter in his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. How many of you are free? Hallelujah. 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 A little louder than before. I want to jump higher than before. I want to shout louder than before. Freedom, freedom. I said freedom. Sing a little louder than before. I wanna sing louder than before. I wanna shout louder. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. How many of you know that forever he is our King? Hallelujah. Forever he's our shelter in time of storm. Hallelujah. God, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I love you forever. I love you forever. forever.
Savior, just a thank you, amen, a hand praise, amen, just to thank him for who he is, amen, amen. And for those of you who are watching us, amen, live, we just pray that the Lord has met you right wherever you are, amen, that you began to tap into his spirit, amen, his presence. Amen. As we began to sing songs of praise unto him, that he welcomed, amen, out of the depths of your soul, as long as you were serious about it, amen, to the best of your ability, amen, God will meet you right where you are. Amen. Glory to God. Let's give him one more hand clap of praise as we begin to transition. Amen. God is good. Amen. God is good. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I don't want to belabor the time, amen, any longer as we prepare to make the transition. But while we're waiting for the man of God to come, amen, as he prepares, I just want to once again give the announcements, amen, and touch on the events, amen, and letting you know that every Tuesday, you can be seated in the presence of the Lord, amen. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m., amen. Please join us for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast, amen. Once again, that being delivered by none other than my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, amen, and forgive me, and every Thursday at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere, amen. You could hear all of our broadcasts live. You could see us live at www.btkr.org. That is also our website as well, amen. For those of you who would love to learn more about this ministry, go to our webpage, amen. All that information is there, amen. If you go to our media tab, for those of you who are not located in the Brevard County area, you can watch every service and every archive service, amen, from the comforts of your own home live. Once again, that is www.ctkr.org. Amen. We are a teaching house, amen. We believe in the Word of God, amen, the true adulterated Word of God, amen. We make the Word easy for all to understand, amen. And that's what Jesus wants, all to understand His Word, amen. So that God desires that no one would perish, amen, but it is a choice that you accept Him, accept His Son as your Lord and Savior, amen. Glory to God. And then we also want to let you know for our upcoming events, November 14th through the 16th, please join me. I personally invite you to my Women of Prophetic Destiny Fellowship, amen, where we all just come together, amen, at 7 p.m. Men and women of God come together. I have different guest speakers that come into the house, amen, that minister the word along with myself and my husband, Apostle McQueen. That, once again, is November 14th through the 16th, amen, WOPD, Women of Prophetic Destiny Fellowship, 7 p.m. First Friday night. It's called We all together for, amen, songs of praise being lifted up, songs of worship. We invite His presence in the house, and then we take time afterwards to just delve into the Word of God. That is the time where it just becomes us, myself, my husband, and we begin to open up the Bible. Any questions, amen, things you just always wanted to know that you weren't always able to ask during the regular services, amen, we want to take this time to be able to make sure that every question is answered. You know, no questions are off the grid. It is an open forum, amen. We just ask that you just respect, amen. But we just want everybody to know the Bible says that we perish for the lack of knowledge, amen. And I know that many people in the world today lack the knowledge. We all have a little piece over here, over there, amen. But we just want to come and have the full understanding. When you have a full understanding, you can grow, amen. The more you know, the more you grow, amen. So we're excited about that. That's November 21st, amen, and that's at 7 p.m. That will take the place of our Saturday morning worship service, just to let everybody know. And then on January 29th through February the 1st, 2015, 7 p.m., Joshua Generation Young Warriors Conference. Man, and give God all glory, honor, and praise. Comfortable in doing. Amen. So I just invite everybody to come along and do that. That's January 29th through February the 1st, 2015. And where are we located? 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. Once again, 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. The announcements and the And let us please receive the pastor of this house, amen, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen.
Praise the Lord to everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Amen. We're so happy that you have chosen to join us today. We know that indeed there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell him, if it hadn't been for the Lord, who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. How many of y'all know that there's worse places to be than where you are right now? As long as I'm on this side, as they say, I'm on this side, I'm okay. Amen. I have another opportunity, another chance, amen, to do what I need to do. I know God is with me, and he's going to cover and keep me. Amen. Just to reiterate just a few things, we will be doing November 14th through the 16th, our Women of Prophetic Destiny Fellowship. Now, just again, it is not a women's conference. Let me be clear about that. But it's a time when those who have a call on their life, amen, can come together. The conference is known as Women of Prophetic Destiny because that is the title that the Lord gave my wife when we started back in 2003 with it. But we are more than just the women. Amen. Amen. So we don't want you to asphyxiate on that word and then say, well, I was coming, but they said women. No, it's not just women. It's for those of us who are here, who are to be developed, those of us who are to be groomed, trained, disciplined. Amen. You have to understand a mantle is something that pulls you in and helps you to conform. Elijah, when he took up Elijah's mantle, it was something that constricted him. It gave him his form. You understand? It also gave him his restrictions. If you're going to walk and work today in ministry, you need to know what the foundation is and what the length and the level is. Amen. People take on titles and walk around and talk about how wonderful and great they are and don't have clue, don't have discipline, don't have, you know, what can I get out of Christianity and not what can Christianity do for me? Amen. So then we have people who don't know how to live the life because they have not been taught. They come in with a presupposition of what the life is. But after all is said and done, if you're not here to glorify God, then what are you doing? Amen? Amen? I have to ask that question because sometimes we miss it badly. Amen? This morning, I want to get to Genesis 39th chapter. That's what we're going to go to. And Genesis, the 39th chapter, is going to allow us to do a few things while you're getting that Genesis. We'll go ahead and look at a few other things here. We just finished Genesis, the 38th chapter, and we ended up with Perez and Sarah. Okay. Dealing with Tamar and Judah. And I told y'all before that your praise will produce. Look at your neighbor and just say, my praise will produce.
My praise.
It will. And you have to understand that your praise producing, sometimes what it produces is not what you expected. But God is always aware of what he's trying to accomplish. And because we are sensitive to that, God will get the praise out of our lives. Amen. And we take time with that because we want him to know that we're aware of him and we love him. Amen?
Amen.
So let's go here to Genesis, the 39th chapter. I'm going to read out the New King James Version. Let's just read the first three verses here. Amen. And it says, now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an official, officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him to the Ishmaelites, who had taken him down there. Second verse, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Third verse, and his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord had made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight, and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house and all that he put his hand, all that he had, he put under his authority. Amen. So it was, fifth verse. From the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand and did not know what he had to set forth the bread. Okay, now, let's do it right here. Let's leave it right there. One of the things that we have to always be aware of, and that is that God is always doing something, amen, for his people. Now, let me show you the importance of this. When you begin to look at where you've gone and what you've done, how you've done it, you'll find out and discover that there are some things that occur just because you were there. There are some things that have happened just because you were there. We know it because as soon as you leave, what was prospering and happening and taken care of ceased to prosper, ceased to be taken care of, ceased to go forward. Amen. And that is because favor on your life will entitle you to do some things that you couldn't do otherwise. I know I'm saying something right there. And the other side of that is that those who are connected to you will prosper with you. Look at your neighbor and say, who are you connected with? Okay. Now, the problem here is that you can't connect to everything because some things don't need to prosper. Okay. Let me say it like this. When you understand who you are and whose you are and the favor of God, his favor upon your life, you need to be careful who you allow to connect to your favor. Okay? Because what happens then is people have no intent on serving God will come to you to get the benefits of your favor without actually dealing with the changing of their life. See, the thing is, come as you are is always there. Amen. How many of you came as you were when you found Jesus? And you would tell the truth? Let me just talk about me. I saw some of your eyes get real big just going back in yesteryear. Remember how your life was. Let me just talk about me. When I came to Jesus, I came with some knowledge of who he was, but I was always running from that knowledge. I grew up a pastor's kid. The last thing I wanted to do was, well, here I am anyhow. So I want to be a musician. Just let me play. Just let me do all of that. No, I want you to preach my word. Ooh, whoop. Here I go. I'm on my run. Okay, you can run, but you can't hide from God. Somebody needs to understand that right now. You can run, but you can't hide from God. Look at your neighbor and just remind them of that simple fact. You can run, but you can't hide from God. Brothers, sisters, whenever you get to a place where you think that you can get past God because you're too smart or you smarter than him, you have just failed. You just messed it up. You can't get past God, amen, life in a position you for in your life that's really specific to your call for your life, amen. You will find your fulfillment in life when you get to your assignment for your life. I'm saying something right there for somebody, because what happens is a lot of times we try to do any and everything other than what God wants us to do. I don't want to preach. I just want to sing. I just want to play. Okay, no. Well, I'm going to allow you to sing and play and preach. Yeah, I threw that preach in there, but that's the one part I don't want. But, Lord, I'm going to give you everything but
that, you find out that everything else in your life will fall down until you get to that one thing. Because that one thing is the glue that holds the rest of that stuff together. Amen? I found that when I said yes to him, that other things came in alignment and things start to flourish as I did so. As they started to flourish with my yes to God, I found that the favor on my life was tied to my assignment. Okay? So I began to walk a walk, and people tried to walk the walk with me. All right? Y'all see what I'm talking about? Now, let's go down here a little bit. And y'all have to bear with me. My other laptop is in the it's sick. It's over at the shop, and they're looking at it, and we've already asked them to be nice. I hope they will. We've given them the first part of it so they can take care of it. And I hope they just get my work, my tools back to me. Working with tools you're not used to often can be a matter all by itself. Now, here we're looking at Joseph. And Joseph now is like me. He's someone who has a duty to do, but he finds himself in a place where he not designed. You know, he didn't design to go to Egypt. He did not design to be sold into slavery. He did not design to be in that position. The favor on his life and what God spoke to him in his dreams, and this is in Genesis, the 36th chapter, as we begin to look, or the 37th chapter, as we begin to look, we see these dreams. He's having dreams and visions of who he is and where he's going. Huh? I had dreams and visions of who I was and where I was going. The process, though, to get to that is not what he showed me. He didn't show me all of this stuff. He didn't show me that I would go through here and I would go to St. Louis and then be over in D.C. area and then I would. He didn't show me all of that. What he showed me is that you're going to do this, and this is the outcome. Joseph has these same type of dreams now. He's looking at the outcome. Now, some of you have been looking at the outcome and you have been getting you've been getting a little anxious. You're waiting on things to happen based on what you saw. I know what God said to me. I know how this is supposed to go. But this doesn't look anything like the end that he showed me. Look at your neighbor and say, just go through the process. You're going to end up there eventually. But Joseph here is then, as I begin to look at this, Joseph is taken down to Egypt, and he ends up with Potiphar. Now, Potiphar is the name, or it's a title. It's not necessarily the person's name. Potiphar is a servant or one who is set by Ra. Okay, so that's the title that he had. And being that he is in Egypt, he is one of the higher officials. Amen. So he is now being set in a place where he can be seen, even though he is in a servant capacity. Look at your neighbor and say, seen, but serving. Now, people think that that's a difficult thing, because if I have all this greatness that's on the inside of me, then surely I should be the one that's seen because of my greatness. No. He was seen as a servant. But look at this, because when great is inside of you, often what we'll find is that while great is inside of you, we'll see little breakouts of it. It's like trying to hide the sun someplace. Y'all ever seen this little thing and you keep seeing rays of light come out from it? Well, that's how greatness is on the inside. Even though it's not clearly visible out, we can still see that it's in there. Y'all understand? And Joseph is just like this. Look at what's going on. He's there, and while he is in Egypt, look at this. And this is what really got me looking at it, because the second verse said the Lord was with Joseph. And anytime that the Lord is with you, you're going to have inside of you success. I told you a couple of weeks ago, had you all to repeat it. We've been repeating it ever since. Let's say it again. I am anointed to succeed. Let me say that again. I am anointed to succeed. In other words, every obstacle that comes in my life is just a chance for me to develop to the next level. And because I'm not a failure in God, I am successful. I am an overcomer. What happens is, as soon as I come up against the obstacle, he gives me grace. You see that? To overcome it. When I go over it, I don't talk about I overcame it because I was so wonderful or grand. No, I overcame it by the grace of God. God gave me the ability to overcome the obstacle. So then I become a overcomer. You see that? And when people look at it, they say everybody else was hindered and stopped by the obstacle. But you overcame it. How did you overcome it? I overcame it because I am anointed to succeed. Get your neighbor and say, I'm anointed to succeed. So here he is then, Joseph. He's here in Egypt. And even while he's here, the second verse says the Lord is with them. Number one, he has his foundation set. But the second thing I see here is, and he was a successful man. How can you be sold into slavery? How could you be sold into servanthood? How could you be someplace that you didn't design for yourself, where everybody else looks down at you and still have listed in your name and your credentials a success? How can you say that he's a successful man? This man has been taken from his family by his family. Remember, it was Joseph's brothers who took him and hid him and was trying to plot how are you going to deal with those dreams now? Who's going to save you from those dreams? And they even devised how they were going to get rid of him. But yet and still, even though they devised that, God had a plan for him. Here he is, he's successful, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. I told you Potiphar is the title. We don't really have his name, okay? So he's the master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with them and that all and that the Lord made all he did prosper in his hand. Now, let me show you something. I told you be careful who you connect with, because if they're not successful, they'll use your favor to get their success. Okay, well, let me show it to you like this. Abram, Genesis 12, amen. When we look at there, you don't have to go there. Genesis 12 chapter, we see that Abram is given a command to get out of his father's house and from his land and his family and all that he knows and go to a land that I will show you. And he tells him about being a blessing, tells him about being through him, all the families of the earth will be blessed. So we see then the first, the second, third verse, we see the Abrahamic promise, amen, the covenant that is set right there. And it is at that point in time that Lot goes with Abram, okay? Now, as Abram is prospering, the Bible said, and Lot prospered with him. Y'all see that? Got to a point where they began to bicker, their cattlemen began to bicker amongst themselves. And it just, Abram, I do believe at this time, is called Abraham. Abraham said, listen, if you go that way, I'll go this way. If you go that way, I'll go this way. So Lot looked out and saw all the valley land, how it was green and plush, and he said, I'll go over here. How many of y'all know that what looks good today ain't always going to look good tomorrow? You getting caught up in what you think it looked like. It looked good today. It may not look good tomorrow, okay? So Lot goes over there, and Abraham goes this way. And after Lot left him, God reaffirmed that covenant with Abraham. You see this? So it is that Lot began to prosper because of the favor that was on Abraham. All right. Well, that's Old Testament. Well, then you know in the book of Acts that there was a girl that was walking around with a spirit of divination following after the apostles and calling out and saying, these are the men of God who preach to us and lead us into the way of salvation. They got tired of that, turned around and rebuked that demon and cast it out. Her masters had been getting rich off of her divinations and caught them and threw them in jail after they had been beaten. See, the people around you sometimes don't have what you have, but will try to use you, you see that, to get what they want to get. The dream here in Genesis here was not given to the brothers or his father. The dream was given to Joseph. And trying to get what he had or to discard what he had been promised, they try to get rid of him. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I ain't going nowhere. You might as well deal with it. Now, why am I making a big fuss about all of this? Because in all of this, you have to understand that the Lord respected Joseph to the point that everything that Joseph did prospered. And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper were at in his hand. You see that? That third verse there. There you go. Thank you. Where did it prosper? Where did it prosper? Where did it prosper? See, you have to understand that you saying something is wonderful, but what you do is greater. Blessed is not just the hearers of the words, but the doers of the word. Okay? So it's what you have and what you possess that God takes and breathes upon, brings it to life so that it flourishes. And even in his capacity of servanthood, he is successful, and whatever he touches prospers. Y'all see that? So Joseph found favor in his sight. And I guess if I was going to give this lesson a subject, it is you have to understand the favor in your life. You really do. You have to understand the favor in your life. The enemy of your success would have you think that everything that you're going through is for your demise. Nothing that you go through is for your demise when you belong to God. Amen? Everything is for your development. And one of the main things that a teaching house does is that we bring you in rough and we polish you up. Amen? Now, why did I say rough? Because sometimes we have just got the fundamentals of who we are. You are a diamond. But none of your facets have been chipped off and cut in so that we can see the brilliance of you. That's the process. So if you aren't a diamond in, you'll never shine as a diamond out. So the thing is, we have to be able to see what is in there so we know what to bring out of you. Amen? Huh? So the thing is that all of your fundamentals are there, but you don't realize your potential just yet. And teaching houses actually work on your potential. Now look at how this works. They'll take that diamond and they'll begin to chop it down into smaller pieces. They'll take a diamond-encrusted sanding wheel, and they'll begin to turn it on, and it'll spin. And then they'll position that diamond in, and they'll force it down in certain angles and positions against the diamond dust. They'll look at it, and they'll do it again until they get it to the surface that they want. Then the next thing they do is they'll take and begin to polish that down so that it becomes smoother and smoother. Now, understand something. Every time they do this, you go from certain grains or coarse material down to the fine, but it's all rough. Sandpaper is rough, but sandpaper does a wonderful smoothing job. The rough things in your life you think you're going through is to destroy you. But in the hands of a craftsman, it is smoothing out your rough edges and making you pliable for greater work. You understand? So Jesus is the master craftsman, and he knows how to buff off just enough and sand off a little bit here and take a little bit of that and dab over here and then polish it up so that when he gets done, you can see your image in it. And let me tell you, the whole thing that we're doing right here, according to the word of God, is we're being conformed to the image of Jesus. That you no more be conformed to this world, but be conformed to the image of his dear son. We are to look like Jesus. Amen. And everything in your life that you're going through is bringing you to the point of understanding that I'm going to be like Jesus, huh? Because he's going to polish me up. He's going to work me out until I look like him. When he shall appear, we shall see him as he is, for we shall be like. Okay. That means that at some point in time, I got to stop looking like me and I need to start looking like him. But in order for me to do so, he has to work on me. All while he's working on you, in your distance is your destiny. Joseph is going through all of this, but he's already seen the end. I shall be the one up top and not at the bottom. And everything as we walk through this, we'll see that he's at the top, even though they think he's at the bottom. Potiphar's wife here begins to look at him and see that he's fair. It says very clearly here. It says, now Joseph, in the sixth verse, it says, now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. So those of you who look good, just wave your hand. You know you look good. I know I ain't everybody's cup of tea, but I'm somebody's flavor. Amen. You got to understand what I'm saying. And the first thing is you got to know on the inside that I am all that. I am. I look good. I know. I look in the mirror. I see. See, you see every flaw and every shortcoming. And what I look at is how bad it could have been and how it didn't go all that. See, you have to understand there are some people who look at themselves and say, well, you know, this shoulder didn't. And I'm just trying to figure out how come this ear is taller than and this. Yeah, okay, all of that, it don't mean nothing. When we look at you, huh? We see what you project. And if you don't see when you look in the mirror a child of God who was made, huh? We're made how? Image and likeness. But we're fearfully and wonderfully made. If this eye is bigger than this eye, God made you like that. Maybe there's an application where my eyes won't fit, but yours would be perfect. See, God uses imperfections to do perfected work. You're so busy trying to walk around and be perfect and have the right and be connected to. And God says, I'm worried about all of that. I want you imperfect. Look what he said to Gideon. You got too many people. Or else when you get the victory, you'll say that might of my hand has done it. Get rid of all those extra folk. And he went from thousands to hundreds. He went from big hundreds to little hundreds, about 300 people he ended up with. How do you go from thousands down to 300 folk? And then God says, okay, that's small enough. Now I'm going to get the glory out of this. Here, instruction. Take these pots and put candles in them, and when I tell you to, break the pots. When the enemy saw that, they started running around killing each other. See, you never know what God is going to use to get you to victory. That's not your part to know. Your part is to be obedient to what God is giving you in instruction. He knows how this whole thing is going to come together. Huh? Joseph here, handsome, and he's in Potiphar's house, and he gets thrown into prison, and even in prison, the jailer sees him and says, well, you know, anything that Joseph has said, I'm not going to bother with that. Joseph, I trust him. He's good. In your worst spot, God already has who you are in development. See, all of this has to happen because the dream that he had at the very beginning was enough to lift up his eyes and also his nose. I am somebody. All of this was enough to bring it back down. You understand? Family turns on you. Get over you doing your job, trying to just, I just want people to leave me alone, do what they ask me to do, I'm leave it, and I'm not going to do nothing else. We're just going to be here. Thank you, Lord, for a job. I'm just happy I have some place to work. No, I'm good. I'm good. And then the job starts acting up and people start backstabbing and doing all kind of crazy stuff and you get messed up at your job. So I can't deal with the family and I go to work, there it is. Okay, here I am thrown in the pit. I'm in the pit again. I'm sitting here in prison. Here you are in prison, and while you're in prison, you know, the final destiny that you're going to end up still shines out. So they put you over the prisoners. You see this? Leadership and development. Those of you who want to be in leadership have to recognize and realize you're going to go do some stuff to be a leader. We used to say it like this, daddy gets a big piece of chicken. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Okay, let me say it like this. It costs to be the boss. See, and what happens is when God chooses you for leadership, the first thing he does is he thickens your skin. Lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, abused, born, talked about, okay, yeah, all of that stuff. And yet and still, Jesus turned the other cheek. We're instructed to bless those who curse. Bless, I said, and not curse. You see that? We're told that don't worry about it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and he shall repay. Stop trying to get back at folks because of what you think they deserve. And really deal with the reality that if God said it, then God will take care of it. Amen? Look at your neighbor and just say, God can take care of his business. Joseph, all this time, he's in prison and just talked about him, kicked and everything else. Because, you know, you have to make your way. To be put over all the prisoners says something about your character to start with. For the jailer not to look after what you're dealing with says that he even has complete confidence in your integrity. You see that? Yet and still, he's looked at as a servant. Favor's not done yet, though. Talks to two, one dies, the other one is restored. The baker and the cup holder. After all is said and done, here's Joseph, still waiting on his day. Let me just ask that question. How many of y'all are still waiting on your day to come? Your day to shine. I'm just, they've been talking to me. I shouted. We did the offering. I put and sold into. You know, and I'm ready for it, and I'm not seeing nothing. And it's been a while. Did God lie? No. God knew that if he gave it to you at the point where you was at without processing, then you would have messed up what he gave to you. You see what I'm saying? So before he gives you the blessing, he matures you up. Develops you up to the level where you can't just grab it or obtain it, but you can maintain it. See, the problem that we have is we're so busy trying to get things that we forget that things have to be maintained. Okay? I give you a Jaguar today. If you can't pay for the maintenance plan or deal with the insurances and stuff, you'll lose the Jaguar. You see that? Huh? But everybody wants that Jaguar. It's good being bad. I like that car. Just I know what else coming along with it. Okay. Oh no. You know, and it's to the point where some of those cars, a lot of the luxury cars at that level, will pay for the service plan because they know that in order for them to keep the integrity of the brand, they have to keep the integrity of the vehicle. So they'll go ahead and do it for free. It's already included in the price of the vehicle. Okay, so they'll do it for you. But now this is the next part. You got to keep the right type of insurance on that car. You're not going over to Mama Pop's insurance company across over here and putting the car on that insurance. Because first of all, if that car crashes, you're going to crash Mama Pop's. They're not equipped for that. You see that? So you got to pay the level of that car. Which means that monthly, you're out of your pocket is as much as a good car payment. So you so busy trying to get the car without thinking about after I pay the price for the car, I still have to pay that price plus maybe sometime for the insurance. So we so busy trying to get stuff without understanding the maintenance of it, the upkeep of it. You see it? So God knows that when you ask him, Lord, I need you to, he said, okay, first of all, let me begin to build you up so that you can not just obtain it, but you can maintain it, okay? Before Joseph gets to a place where he can sit second in Egypt, Pharaoh said, only in my throne will I be greater. Before he gets to this place, he has to go through all of this so to build him up so that he'll understand the responsibility of others rather than himself. I'll digress just a minute. Let me just say this here, sidebar. Y'all have to understand that the Christianity is not about me. Look at your neighbor and say, it's not about me. Now, when I'm talking about me, I'm talking about it's not self-centered. Christianity is not a me religion. Christianity is a kingdom religion. Kingdom incorporates everybody. Amen? See, when we talk about the kingdom, we're talking about all of those who have the ability or who have, if you will, who have fellowship or have connection to a common cause, a common belief, a common course of action. You see that? So we're all here to give God his glory. That's why we're here. Look at your neighbor and just ask him, is that why you're here? Are you here to give God his glory? I mean, think about it. We all created. I was created to praise. Yeah, you were. But you were created to give him his glory. That's why we're here. And when we come in to give him his glory. And I like this whole thing about Joseph is because no matter what's going on in his life, we don't see him break in character. We don't see his integrity suffer one hit. Y'all see that? How many of you are going through? Don't answer. Just think about it. Because if we, somebody watching on camera, see hands go up, think I asked the wrong question. Give God a praise. No, that's what's just think about it. How many of you have gone through and your character or your integrity suffered a hit? Should have shut up a long time ago. Okay. People said certain things you should have backed down. Getting still. Okay, hold on. When you go through, you're tested so you can stand. But you can never let your Christian, if you can put your Christianity down for a minute, then I'll tell you, you probably don't have it to start with. Wait a minute, they told me that if I shook the preacher's hand. No, this isn't religious. See, that's religious. sit in a chair. What's your name? You come by Christian experience. Or the, okay, that's all good and well. But did you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Lord, forgive me for all my sins. Come into my heart. Live inside of me. Wash me in your blood, Jesus. I'm yours. That's salvation right there. From that point, you begin to learn how to live the life. You understand? Because you don't come in with knowledge of what that life is. I liken it to a child being born. That child is going to have to be carried. It's going to have to be nurtured. It's going to have to be fed. How many of y'all ever fed a baby? You put the milk in the mouth, and it come out the sides and time while you feeding. You just got saved, but now you're a master in the Bible because you learned three verses in Sunday school when you were a kid. I used to go to school with Grandma. She used to take us over there, gave me a quarter for the offering. I put 10 cents in and went and got 15 pieces of penny candy. Okay, wait a minute. That didn't make you an authority in the scripture. Y'all with me here? Amen. You have to understand that we have to learn how to be Christians. I could finish this today. And I probably will do a lot of it. Yeah, let me just finish it today. Tomorrow we'll start on something new. Amen. Joseph never breaks character or integrity. And God is trying to get us to do that. Let me show you what happens here. Jesus never broke in character. We see in the word where several times he could have called for angels. Angels could have came and took him, and every time that they reached back to strike him, they would have held their hands and made sure that they did not accost the Son of Man. But his integrity was to his assignment. So every time they reached back to strike him, he allowed them. Lord, put my enemies under my foot. No. Go through the assignment. Lord, I want you just to take him and do this, that, and other. No. Go through the assignment. The assignment is not always pleasurable, but it's always needed. Jesus at any time could have said, no. I am God on earth, Emmanuel, God amongst us. Yet and still he said, it's more important for me to go through. I don't like the first time, I don't know, maybe this is me, but the first time that they took and lied, stood up to tell them, well, you just don't know who you're dealing with. Yet and still, they lied, and Jesus smiled. Betrayed, kisses Judas and says, friend. See, all the time I'm dealing with all of this, it just helps me to understand I'm not Christ. But I'm becoming more and more like him every day. His integrity kept him from invoking upon the cross legions of angels to come down and smite the earth. Instead, he allowed himself to be smitten for you and me. We got to be more like Jesus. We got to be more like Joseph, ready, the Son of God. He came from glory all the way down, went through what we went through, and then went right back up to glory. He could go through all of this knowing that that was waiting on him. Y'all understand it? Joseph has a dream at the very beginning, and he goes through all of this to realize the dream. What has God said in your life that you've been waiting on? The enemy has told you that you know, it can't come to pass. If it was going to come to pass, you should have seen it by now. The devil's a liar. He's afraid that if you come to, when you get to the place where you know who you are and you do what God says, then he's going to have some problems. So the first thing that he does is he begins to try to talk you out of who God called you to be. Talk you out of your destiny. Move you from your position of favor. Thing about favor is that favor never operates on world systems. Okay? It's not restricted by world systems. Let me say it like that. The world says that you have to work towards this, and favor gives you that. You see it? The world says you need to earn this and get into a position, and favor just gives you the benefits of that position and that thing that they have. That's what favor does. Joseph found favor. David found favor. Abraham found favor. Brother, sister, we have found favor. Look at your neighbor and say, we found favor. It is inherent in a child of God that you are favored. God loves us so much that he favored us, amen, called us to be loved. We're accepted in the beloved, amen. And because we are, we know that God has some things for us that will always be to our benefit. Now, what does that mean? Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardons of your sin. Maybe you've lived a life and you've done all that you want to live, and now you're at a place where you're saying, I need to know him better. I need to know him more. Maybe you got saved and you say, you know, I got saved, but I've been doing this. I've been running around and taking care of everything else. And somewhere in all of that, I've lost contact with him. Love my wife 21 years. We've been married. But if I don't talk to her, if I don't interact with her, how long do you think we're going to be married? Don't say it loud, because I want people to know we're happily married. Amen. The same thing with Jesus. I know him. I got saved when I was younger. But have you interacted with him? Have you spoken to him? Have you allowed that... Have you allowed your relationship to develop? If you have not, then this whole thing is it sounds good, you remember it, but you didn't. I'm trying to get back to that first love, you know, experience. That experience when I say, yes, Lord. And when I say, yes, Lord, then what happened is I fell so in love with them that I ate, drank, and slept. Jesus Christ. I was in my Bible. I had nothing but time and energy, and it's just focused there. Brothers, sisters, how many of you want to get back to that place? How many of you want to know that place? Then close your eyes, and those of you who are watching, I ask that you would pray this prayer with us. Simply say, Father, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, I pray that God leads you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching ministry where you can be developed and matured and go on to do the work that God called you to do. Listen, welcome to the family of God. And this experience that we talk about will drive you into his presence, and once you've gotten there, nothing else will seem to matter. Nothing else will suffice. Those of us who have gone into worship to the point where we have lost it have found that everything else that we do is good, but we're so busy trying to get back to that place. I want you to experience the same as we have. And I pray that God leads you to a place where you can experience, not just hear about Christianity, but experience the presence of the Lord. Amen? Amen. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We just want to let you know that God's will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us and help us to continue spreading the gospel around the world. Amen. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 8:30. God bless you all. Come on, let's give God a praise.